That was Guide Me, O Thou Great Redeemer, with the Choir of Westminster Abbey. Welcome back to the Classical Jukebox. I am so thrilled to welcome the president of the Toronto Welsh Male Voice Choir, Graham Parker, to our afternoon jukebox today and talk a little bit about this incredible ensemble. We hosted them in Collingwood recently. They performed for us and the audience was literally hanging onto every syllable, sometimes singing along. And we had a beautiful sunshine that day joining us as well. The Welsh choral tradition is very, very rich, so this will certainly be an interesting interview. Warm welcome to you, Graham.
Hi, good afternoon.
Croeso cunasici, Graham.
The Dolly Clowen.
Great to have you. Tell us a little bit, maybe we'll start with a little brief history of the Toronto Welsh Male Voice Choir. How long have you been a part of the ensemble, and tell us why it stands out among choral ensembles in Canada.
Well, the choir's been going for 30 years now. This is our 30-year anniversary.
Beautiful. Bravo.
Yeah, it's just an incredible track record that we have.
Yeah.
I've been with them from the start. I've been very blessed to have been a part of it for that long. Been president for 15 years. Enjoyed every minute of it. It's a type of organization that once you become a member, it becomes part of your life.
Mm.
It's, and I don't mean that from an invasive perspective, it's just so enjoyable,
yeah.
The camaraderie.
Right.
It's just warmth and I don't know, it's just lovely. Beautiful.
That was my observation, too, when I heard you perform live. You really seemed like one tight group. It just seemed right. You were in great harmony together as a group.
Yeah, and say a lot of us have been together for many years, and it's like a tight-knit family.
Beautiful.
Bound together by our choral traditions. It's magical.
Nice way to put it. Well, tell us a little bit about that, because you had an interesting program you brought up. It wasn't only Welsh music. So how does the choir preserve these Welsh traditions that are so globally renowned while incorporating some modern influences?
Our constitution, when we were founded 30 years ago, included that every concert we had to have 25% Welsh content.
Mm-hmm.
That was to preserve the Welshness of the choir. Then
right.
Over and above that, we determined that we had to make sure that we appealed to all age groups in our audiences. So we sing anything from opera to classical music, say Welsh traditional, pop songs, show tunes, you name it, we'll give it a go.
Yeah.
We usually put it off quite well, thanks to our musical director.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Oh, the energy that you had on stage is really, really memorable. And now the Christmas season is such a magical time for choral music. And you have quite a few performances lined up for December alone, going into the spring of 2025. Tell us a little bit about your exciting lineup of concerts this season.
Well, we've performed a couple already. We were actually at one last night.
In North York, I saw that, yeah.
Yes, in North York, that went off extremely well to a very enthusiastic audience.
Terrific.
Saturday, we have another one in Newmarket, and then our big concert, the one we look forward to every year, is our annual showpiece, which is staged at Calvin Presbyterian Church, Young and St. Clair, this coming Wednesday, December the 11th at 7 o'clock, and tickets have been selling fast. It's We have a loyal group of followers, and the church is usually packed. So if anyone's interested in coming, then get your tickets, because they go fast. We do sell them at the door.
Book soon. I'm speaking with Graham Parker, the president of the Toronto Welsh Male Voice Choir. To find out more information on the scheduling and how to get your tickets, check out their homepage, TorontoWelshChoir.com. Three words, TorontoWelshChoir.com. Any closing thoughts for us, Graham? Maybe something you could inspire our listeners with who haven't been to your show yet?
Well, I'm certainly not going to sing, because I don't think that would inspire anybody, but we're always looking for new singers to join the choir.
I
encourage everyone to listen to us, and the men, if you're interested, come along. I guarantee you a warm welcome.
Amazing. Well, thank you, Graham. Thanks for joining us. I wish you a wonderful close to your season and just a magical finale at the Calvin Presbyterian Church next Wednesday. Enjoy the beautiful musical moments. You made a wonderful impression on our audiences here in Collingwood, and I know that the tradition continues well into 2025 and beyond. So thanks for joining us. And for our listeners, get your tickets now. These are bound to sell out, especially the big finale, TorontoWelshChoir.com. Have a great afternoon. Graham, talk soon.
Thanks, Daniel. Bye-bye.
And now for a little Welsh holiday cheer. This is Nos Galan, or New Year's Eve, with the Cambridge Singers.